Step into modern luxury at Langham in Grandview. Your boutique, studio plus suite awaits with a premium kitchen, spa-inspired bathroom, and elevated finishes throughout. Just steps from your door, lounge poolside in a private cabana, unwind in the hydrotherapy spa, perfect your swing with virtual golf simulators, or visit the fitness center for a Peloton ride. Availability at Langham is limited. Reserve your studio plus suite today at livepreferred.com.
All right, so the Five of Cups, one of the heaviest cards in the entire deck of tarot. Upright, upside down, when the Five of Cups turns up, you are stuck in it and you are not letting go. Where we just talked about the Four of Cups being indifferent to opportunity because you don't trust it, the Five of Cups is when everything that's ever happened to you is so heavy, you are lost in it. You're still playing the victim, feeling the pain of it. You're not looking at the future. Everything in the past is clearer to you because you can look at your mistakes, look at where you went wrong. You're focused on that. But meanwhile, time stops for no one and it's just whizzing by you. You are completely trapped by your own past. Ozzy Osbourne says in Road to Nowhere, "The wreckage of my past keeps haunting me. It just won't leave me alone." That's the Five of Cups. You are still stuck on whatever went wrong, who wronged you, how it went wrong, and you're not looking to let it go. And if you can just learn to forgive yourself and whoever else, and it doesn't mean you have to become best friends with whoever wronged you or whatever wronged you. It's simply the Five of Cups is here to say things are not going to go your way if you continue to harp on this. So let it go. Make peace with it. Again, you don't have to be friends. Make peace with it. In the lyrics to Alice in Chains' Sea of Sorrow, Layne Staley says, "Mind of destructive taste, I choose to stroll amongst the waste. It was your heart lost in the dark, call off the chase. Walls of thought strong and high, as my castle crumbles with time. I think of you, oh yes I do, such a crime. You open fire, and your mark was true. You open fire, aim my smiling skull at you. You open fire, I live tomorrow, you I'll not follow. As you wallow in the sea of sorrow." And Layne Staley, who fell victim to drug addiction in 2002, had a love-hate relationship with heroin. And as much as he could not let go of the feeling it gave him, he knew, he absolutely knew it was destroying him, it was destroying his band. When they did the MTV Unplugged, they had not played a show in almost 3 years. But Layne couldn't let go. And he talked a lot about why it even happened, why he got into the drugs, and how he tried to get rid of his past. And then that sea of sorrow that he sings about consumed him, and it all became one vicious cycle. Then he just became more and more ashamed of the drug addiction, but he used it to let go or forget about his past that he couldn't let go of. You know, when you see the Five of Cups come up in a reading, you think of Ozzy Osbourne's See You on the Other Side, another song from Ozzy about letting go. But in See You on the Other Side, he's trying to work through it. He's trying to work through the pain of losing someone. In the second verse, he says, "Leaving, I hate to see you cry. Grieving, I hate to say goodbye. Dust and ash forever. Though I know me..." But see, you take a line like that, dust and ash forever, that sounds heavy. That sounds like the Five of Cups. But on the other side of the Five of Cups is an opportunity once you can let go of it. Then the narrator tries to work it out. "Though I know we must be parted, As sure as stars are in the sky, I'm going to see you when it comes to glory. I'm going to see you when it comes to glory. This is a guy who's devastated at the loss, but he's finally starting to realize maybe it's not the end. And then he says, and I'll see you, not maybe, and I'll see you. I'll see you on the other side. The Five of Cups shows up when it is time to realize that you are wasting your time being hurt, when you are wasting your time being in pain. It's no longer serving you working through these feelings. It's time to get out of it. You know, Brent Smith, you know the band Shinedown? He has a song called 45, where you're coming to that crossroads, where it's time to let go. Listen to what he says. Send away for a priceless gift. One not subtle, one not on the list. Send away for a perfect world. One not simply so absurd. In these times of doing what you're told, keep these feelings no one knows. Whatever happened to the young man's heart, swallowed by pain as he slowly fell apart. And then here is the crossroads, and I'm staring down the barrel of a 45, swimming through the ashes of another life. No real reason to accept the way things have changed, staring down the barrel of a 45. So there he is, realizing, look, I might not have a reason to get out of this, but I know that this sucks. You could hear it in his voice. If I don't do something soon, things are going to get worse for me. The Five of Cups is telling you, listen, we know you're in pain, but at this point, it doesn't even matter. You have got to get over this and come away with something positive from what's happened to you. Come away with walk away with a reason why you've been hurt. Look at what you've learned and get out of this. That is the Five of Cups, rock and soul tarot style. If you've enjoyed this lesson, if you found that any of these lyrics resonated or this message resonated with this card, this very heavy card in the tarot deck, please hit me up. I would love to know what you think. My Instagram, the handle is Orlando0616. If you follow me, I'll follow you right back. And then if you want to email me, it's baorlando616. Please like and subscribe to the Rock and Soul Tarot podcast, and I'll see you soon. Until then, gonna miss you, baby. Good luck. Goodbye. Be safe.
Step into modern luxury at Langham in Grandview. Your boutique studio plus suite awaits with a premium kitchen, spa-inspired bathroom, and elevated finishes throughout. Just steps from your door, lounge poolside in a private cabana, unwind in the hydrotherapy spa, perfect your swing with virtual golf simulators, or visit the fitness center for a Peloton ride. Availability at Langham is limited. Reserve your studio plus suite today at livepreferred.com.
Leagues Cup returns to Columbus. Your reigning Leagues Cup champion Columbus Crew are hosting three matches at Lower.com Field. Come out and watch the Crew take on teams from Liga MX, Toluca, Puebla, and León starting July 29th. Grab your tickets now at ColumbusCrew.com and watch the best in North America battle to keep the trophy at home in Columbus. No ties, only wins. Major League Soccer versus Liga MX. Leagues Cup returns to Columbus, Ohio. Be there.
Sally from finance loves fly fishing. She used to spend her weekend surrounded by receipts. Then she switched her company to Ramp. Now, spend is all under control, all in one place. Her team submits their expenses with a text, and she can close the books without all the busy work. So Sally's weekends are all her own, surrounded by fish, not receipts. Switch your business to ramp.com and love finance again.